This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Bill Knight.
And I'm Jim Lentz.
Craigslist founder Craig Newmark commissioned a survey of Americans' trust of news sources, and the Washington, D.C.-based polling firm Lincoln Park Strategies conducted the research, which interviewed around 1,000 people over the telephone. Landlines and cell phones were called. And among the findings, according to the Poynter Institute, were that newspapers were found to be the most trusted source, but that's just by 22% of the respondents. 21% found cable and network news to be the most trusted source. 34% of all respondents thought social media had a negative effect on the quality of news. 17% thought it had a positive effect. And only 6% of respondents said being first to report a story was very important to them in choosing a news source, which I've always kind of felt that most people in the audience don't really care who was first with the story. No one is sitting there channel surfing or going through the radio, dialing around the radio trying to find who had the story first. That only matters to us nerds in the news, I think.
Yeah, and I think the Associated Press and UPI used to have real competition about that. And newspapers, when there were multiple editions every day of whatever, the Chicago Tribune or the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, they could bolt with an extra edition because they had some exclusive. But now we're at a point where is this immediate or can I wait 1 minute? You know, and the consumer, the audience, I don't think appreciates it that much, the being first. I think they want it to be right.
I agree with that. And I think the real problem, too, is that sometimes the story isn't clear even to the people who are the participants in a story, particularly if it's a big or it's a fast-moving story. Even if you were the first, the people who are a part of the story may not have a clear picture of exactly what's going on. And sometimes it takes a little bit, a few minutes even, to figure out exactly what's going on, even the people who are at the core of a story, I think.
What about some of these other findings, the idea that social media is having a negative effect on the quality of news? It does, and that sort of ties into being first with the story, too, is sometimes something will come out, perhaps on Twitter, before the mainstream media has it. But as we saw just last week with the shooting at the school in Ohio, a photo was sent out via Twitter that claimed to be a photo of the gunman. And it turned out to be incorrect. And I think some mainstream media organizations ran with that photo based on the fact that it was on Twitter. And they ended up having it wrong.
Yeah, there was, a television station in Cleveland used it. And they justified their using it by saying, we're not sure this is the shooter. But that's pretty irresponsible.
Oh, that is lame.
To not verify something before you go with it.
Would you do that with the facts on a story, the text that you write? We're not sure this is right, but we're going to go ahead and put this out there anyways.
Exactly.
You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly. I thought overall this survey was – it showed a lot of sophistication by the audience, I thought, more than people give the audience credit for. It was a good news, bad news as far as newspapers. If you're a newspaper publisher, as you said, only – well, I don't even want to say only, but 22% preferred newspapers to the other categories were cable news, network news, talk radio, and so on. But you look at the breakdown, number two was network news, the big four, presumably. Number three was cable news, and that's hard to define at this point. And then later on is talk radio, 13%. Internet news site, that's pretty interesting. Only 12% thought that was halfway reliable, and then social media got the lowest of the six categories at only 5%. So I thought it showed some sophistication that we don't give the audience credit for sometimes.
Of course, how do you define internet news site? It could be a mainstream media organization's website that you're referring to.
Yeah, that's true. I think
Is public radio not in that list there?
No, just talk radio was the only radio reference. I thought it was interesting, too, that the youngest demographic polled about newspapers was the most appreciative of the trustworthiness of print. 33% of 18 to 35-year-olds, that surprised me, that they would regard newspapers as more trustworthy.
Well, don't you think it's interesting, too, the coverage that came out late recently about the Philadelphia Inquirer and its or the organization that owns it and another paper there that they put some items on the news site and then those were taken off at the behest of someone higher up in the ownership because it was affirmed that we had said some business with them. And, you know, you talk about newspapers have traditionally been, I think, very credible sources, but you hear something like that and then you wonder, well, how much does that maybe go on where a website or a newspaper is maybe protecting its corporate sponsor, which is something the TV network news takes a lot of criticism for.
Yeah, because you see corporations getting more involved in owning media outlets and trying to turn a profit with them.
Yeah, that's kind of a business question more than a journalism question. And I think Philadelphia, isn't that where a big political player has just bought some – or no, that might be Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh. And the Portland, Maine papers, it's a very high-profile, big campaign contributor, a Democratic supporter, I think, who's promised not to interfere with journalistic integrity, but boy, that would make me feel uncomfortable if I was in that newsroom. Well, you know, whether it's Warren Buffett or Dick Cheney owning a controlling interest, you feel, boy, there's the possibility of a conflict of interest there.
Do you think it would be better, though, you know, going back to the old days, shall we say, of journalism, when newspapers it certainly did skew the news, but you kind of knew where a paper was coming from rather than trying to sometimes almost pretend to be impartial when obviously there is an agenda or maybe there is an axe to grind? Do you think it would be better to say that this newspaper is based on such and such and at least you would know that bias is there?
I don't know. I think that's pretty clear with Fox, where they're coming from, and I don't think that's a good thing to have something that opinionated. I mean, it really
posing.
It distorts their news product to me.
On the other hand, United Kingdom has a pretty good track record of having, like you implied, a sort of a party affiliation or a preference editorially and in their news columns too, but they don't try to pretend they're neutral. And, you know, in this country, 100 years ago, well, there's the Quincy Herald Whig after the Whig Party, the mm-hmm. Mason County Democrat, Bureau County Republican. There were a lot of party affiliations, and people did think that, well, I'm going to have a certain slant from my community newspaper. But I don't know. After a decade of media bashing, or decades, really, I think overall the trustworthiness of all these media was kind of impressive that – you know, whether it's 5% for social media or 22% for print, that people associate any kind of trustworthiness to any news medium was impressive to me.
Yeah, of course, there was the Gallup poll last fall that found 55% of Americans distrust the media generally. So there is that, too.
And that is a consequence of the bashing, I think.
And with that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.